you.
You're listening to The Breakfast Show. Just coming up to 9:15, I am joined in the studio by Tara Miller, who is event coordinator at Cancer Support Switzerland. Tara, good morning. Thanks for joining me in the studio.
Thanks for having me.
It's nice to have you back, actually. I know we kind of catch up about once a year, around about this time, because big news, you've got your giant fundraiser, which is Steps for Cancer Support. We'll tell you how you can get involved in that in just a moment. But I do have to get a little update from you, because over the last year or so, Cancer Support Switzerland has changed its name to Cancer Support Switzerland. People might know it as ESCA. So can we just cover off the change that you have made?
Yeah, of course. I mean, our name's changed quite a few times over the last 24 years that we've been around.
Oh, really?
And we really wanted to, well, in the beginning, it was, I think, the association of cancer or something along those lines. But we decided to change it from ESCA Cancer Support to Cancer Support Switzerland because we find that it really encompasses what we do and where we do it.
Totally.
So we provide services not just in Geneva, but in Lausanne and Zurich as well, in person. We now have professional counseling in all of those places. And we're looking to expand our services. And so that really encompasses the Switzerland part. We also do services in neighboring regions. So if somebody, you know, is a frontalier, lives over the border, you know, we're not going to turn them away.
Mm-hmm. Talk to me a little bit about what Cancer Support Switzerland do overall and some of the services that you provide, not only just for people who have cancer, but also maybe relatives, partners, etc. Who are you helping and how are you helping?
Yeah, so I mean, we provide cancer support services for anyone affected by cancer. So for us, that includes anybody who's been diagnosed, friends, families, and caregivers. Recently, we started a caregiver support group, which is one of our group support where multiple people meet together and talk about what's going on in their lives. And we brought on this caregivers group because we saw that that was a need that needed to be addressed. We have lots of other support groups as well as professional counseling and a lot of fitness-related classes as well, like Pilates and yoga. But we also have things like work and cancer coaching. So if you're trying to navigate, you know, the workplace after a diagnosis and you're not sure how to talk to HR or you are not sure what you want to do with your career at that moment, we're here to guide you through that.
Really interesting. So services that might not necessarily be the first thing that you think of, but also further down the line when you're maybe dealing with this years in, etc., or dealing with how it affects you in the workplace, how it affects people's relationships, etc. All of that, like the different kinds of services that you offer. So Steps for Cancer Support is a really big fundraiser for you. Is it the biggest in the year, the whole year?
Yeah, it's definitely our biggest fundraiser in the whole year. It's sort of ballooned over the years. last year we raised over 140,000 francs. Nice. For our services.
Nice. Tell me what you're up to, when the deadline is to apply, how people can get involved.
Sure. So the reason we have this fundraiser is because all of our services are provided for free. So we need to raise money for that. And anybody can sign up a team of 10 people or as an individual. What you do is you track your steps for 20 days. It's starting on May 2nd and finishing on May 21st. But the deadline to register is just in 2 weeks, on the 18th of April.
How are you fundraising? Are you encouraging people to kind of pay to play? Or is this one of those things where you go out and get sponsors for different steps or the certain amount of steps that you do?
It's kind of a mix of things. So your registration fee goes towards our goal for the event, for our fundraising. Part of that also covers running the event, of course. But then people come up with these mini fundraiser ideas. So you might have a darts competition that you host and the loser pays, and that payment is a donation to us.
Okay.
Or you might get a personal sponsor for, say, the Geneva Half Marathon, and that becomes a donation for the event. So everyone does it in different ways. You can also just ask friends and families to make a donation. We don't do the whole mile equals a franc system because we decided everybody has different lives and has different ways they want to contribute.
Okay. So it's sort of you've got the umbrella of the Steps for Cancer Support, tracking your steps, but people are encouraged then to go out and get a little creative with it.
Yeah, of course. And there's no minimum donation amount. We do ask that you pay the registration fee that is required, but there's no minimum amount. So if you rather just focus on, you know, being the team with the highest step count, you can do that. But we also have a competition for the highest fundraising team.
Lovely. You must have seen some very creative things over the past few years. And I also appreciate how this could be done in your own time, too. This is something that you can do in your own little village or area, wherever you are. And it could be done remotely on your own time, which is very nice. Where do people go to sign up?
So you can register on our website at cancersupport.ch. If you click on the events, you'll see all the Steps for Cancer Support stuff right there.
Excellent. And if people would like to find you physically to maybe come and see some of the services and check out Cancer Support Switzerland, where are you based?
So our main centre is in Geneva at the Chateau Grand Saguenay. So it's just up there on the hill. If you go to the park, you can't miss the chateau or the whole ground floor.
Tara Miller, thank you so much for telling us about Cancer Support Switzerland, the great work that you do, and the fundraising that you got coming up. Steps for Cancer Support. Once again, the website...
cancersupport.ch.
Thanks so much, Tara.
Thank you.